Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
G'day. So, our guest for Denizens of the Deep today is Dylan Story, guitarist, singer, songwriter, and we're gonna hear a couple of numbers from you, Dylan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
You've been performing with Reb Fountain a lot recently, eh?
Yeah, I've been doing a few tours with her over the last few months. She's released two things.
But you've also got a whole catalogue of stuff. Like if I, you know, you've got a lot of albums behind you and EPs and things.
Yeah, I did a few albums sort of back in the day. Haven't done anything for a long time. So I've just been focusing on being a kind of a utility musician and playing with other people really these days.
Is Dylan Story your real name? That's such a great name. It's such a great name for like covers all the sort of the two main bases of songwriting, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you named after Dylan? The Bob
yes,
Dylan? You are.
Yeah. And Dylan Thomas, the poet who Bob Dylan named himself after.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's not my real name.
So your parents were into music and poetry and things?
Yeah. You wouldn't have thought it in my teenage years, but it turned out they were. They had a great record collection. Well, still do. Well, the ones that I haven't pinched.
Can you remember what your first discovery was? The first thing from the record collection that you went, ooh.
Yeah, wow. I can. It was some trad blues called Brownie McGee. This record of just him solo with his guitar. And I remember it was a sort of turning point. And I put this on, or someone put it on, I forget, and I heard it. And I was just, how is he making that sound? It was amazing. That was a real turning point. Probably the second thing was Bob Dylan, actually. I don't know why. Maybe because of my name, I started listening to it. And they had the record Highway 61 Revisited, which I sort of became obsessed with in my teenage years. And it just sort of takes you away to another world. You know, all these surreal lyrics. And it's almost takes you into this fantasy land where, as a teenager growing up on the farm, I was like, wow, there's this whole other world out there that I'm just only just catching a glimpse of.
Did you find other farming teenagers? Whereabouts, where was the farm?
Oh, this is up north, about a little country place about half an hour north of Whangarei.
So you would have been listening with interest to Aidan Assist's segment about the New Zealand wars.
Yeah, about Rua Peka Peka Pa. I've been up there. It's amazing. And I did go through a phase of sort of being really interested in the New Zealand wars and studying a lot about them, and it was amazing to hear him talk about it.
Yeah, I threw down. We threw down before for it really needs to be turned into some films, not just a film, but some great films with some of our local actors and things.
Well,
can do. Yeah,
it's crying out for it, isn't it?
It is, and perhaps some more songs. You know, have you addressed it in song at all?
I'd have to think about that. It's been sort of 8-10 years since I've really released any songs and focused on songwriting. So I'd have to. I think I do have somewhere. Yeah.
So we're gonna dredge some songs out of you now, aren't we, Dylan?
Yeah.
We're talking to Dylan Story. What are you gonna sing for us?
I'll do this one that called The Invention that I sort of released last year, released in inverted commas, like putting it on the internet. And song, I was going through a phase of being obsessed with science fiction, and this song about short duration time travel.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. All right, so let's crack into it.
Should sell it, my brother. You know why I told you about the things I've been saving. I'm waiting, I'm watching every day for the signal to come. You paid for it lately, I see that. I lie awake and worry that things have been changing. You suffer when you put yourself back on the rails. So curl yourself up in a tiny chamber and time flips back up. You want it to be better, there's nothing to be said here. Well, you could cure it, even though you know it's incurable. We'll go back and get it, it's calling. We have the cues to lead us through the day's events. Our invention could change things in strange ways, arrange things how they would be. With knowledge of hindsight and presence never known in this world before. So curl yourself up in a tiny chamber and time flips back up. You want it to be better, there's nothing to be said here.
Dylan Story live in the studio. Sounds lovely. Hey, can I ask you a guitar nerd question?
Yeah.
Because it's a particularly resonant sounding guitar. It sounds lovely on the through the microphone there.
Oh, that's good.
We hear a lot of guitars up here on Denizens of the Deep.
Yeah.
On 7 AM Swim. So
yeah, I love this guitar.
Tell us about a little bit about it.
It's called a K Yairi. It's made by a Japanese luthier. I bought it off Trade Me a couple of years ago when I had a bunch of gigs that required acoustic, and I think I broke even on the gigs and buying the guitar, so now I've got the guitar and I love it. Occasionally the pickup cuts out randomly, which is particularly inconvenient when you're doing a high pressure show, and it just stops.
Little ghost in the machine, eh?
Yeah.
Mm. So that's the invention. That it reminded me of just the detail plus technology. It reminded me of a Bresser Creeding Cake song I really like. Thematically, called An Early Microscope. I might play that a little bit later on the show.
I don't know that one. Is that off their album?
It's off their album, yeah. So
I would know it then. That's one of my favourite albums of all time.
Many people would agree.
And a huge influence, so I'm glad you picked that up.
You going to play us another song? So that one is written fairly recently, or sort of in the last
No, I actually wrote it ages ago, and I started recording it probably about 8 years ago with the sort of three-piece band I had at the time, and we put down all the tracks and I never finished it. Then one of the members of that actually died, and so I thought I better finish this song. So I edited up all his vocals and mandolin parts. And
who was that, Don?
Sam Preble.
Right, yeah.
And then I finished the song and I got it. I mixed it myself and got it mastered by Simon Gooding and put it out there. So it's good to, finally finish something.
Yeah. I like the idea of cellaring music, you know, like wine. You know, you put it in a cellar and it sits there for a while. It's a very anti-pop way to go about it.
Yeah, it is good. And when you rediscover stuff, you definitely kind of put your new take on it, a new philosophy onto old ideas. Yeah, it can.
You're gonna play us an old fave, or what are you gonna play next?
Well, this is a song that I've had kicking around for years, and I've never managed to make it work with a band. I've jammed it with heaps of different drummers, really great drummers, and never quite found the right feel, so I've never managed to record it. But maybe I will do one day.
So you're gonna. This is a kind of a debut scenario.
Probably.
Great.
I'm pretty.
I won't finger drum.
Maybe I've played it live a couple of times just by myself, but we could consider this a debut. Yeah.
If any drummers are listening and find themselves kind of feeling a groove, you could let us know. Text us 5395 and call us 0930938789. Anyway, Dylan, off you go.
Anyway,
what's this called?
I don't really have a name for it.
Oh, come on. What's the chorus?
It's just goes, everybody here is talking.
Okay, we'll take that. Officially named. Unofficially named. Okay, Dylan's
story.
I'm
pretty sure I do have a name of it somewhere on my list of song lyrics and that, but I can't remember what it is.
Everybody here is talking.
Let's see what comes out. And she's on the level. She sifts back through her past. We're ragged, drawn and disheveled. We're more than the sum of our parts. Everybody here is talking. I don't know what they're talking about. Somebody's in my coffin. Somebody's pulling my power plug out. Soft bird and birds of a feather, still calm but so intense. I'm on my best behavior, I'm at my last defense. Everybody here is laughing, I don't know what they're laughing at. Somebody's in my coffin, somebody's wearing my favorite hat. Excess in moderation, she's suffering for her art. Well versed in coordination, one ends as the other one starts. Everybody here is talking, I don't know what they're talking about. Somebody's in my coffin, somebody's pulling my power plug out.
Microphone on. Dylan Story, thank you very much for coming in for Denizens of the Deep.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Lovely. Okay. And we're gonna carry on that in our local neighbourhood of Glen Eden, down at Sozo Coffee House at 10:30. Me and you.
Yeah.
That'll be
quite
interesting.
I've got no idea what we're gonna play, but
yeah,
it'll be great.
Yeah, we'll do that. That's the mid morning. So the AM vibe thing. Okay. So I think we'll play that Breast Greeting song after that. Breast Greeting Crack song after the break. Okay, thank you very much.
That was Denizens of the Deep. 7 a.m.